This is PhotoBiz X episode number 143. And today our special guest is Ben Hartley of Style and Story Creative in the USA, who built a six-figure photography business in less than 2 years. That interview coming up in just a minute.
Are you planning to have a successful wedding and portrait photography business? Join Andrew as he interviews successful photographers and business experts to fast-track your success. Welcome to the PhotoBiz Exposed podcast with your host, Andrew Helmich.
Hey, it's Andrew Helmich here from Impact Images, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. It's the week of Black Friday, which means some amazing specials in regard to digital products. I know of a bunch that I want to share with you, but I'm going to leave that till after the interview with Ben, because I know if you're listening to this episode in the future, which you just may well be, then any of these specials will be pretty much irrelevant by then. So let's leave that till after. In regard to my week, it's been business as usual. It's busy over here in the Southern Hemisphere in Australia. There's weddings, there's portraits, there's been a little bit of commercial work, and it's just been full steam ahead. I've still been getting up early. That's working well for me. But, you know, like I said, it's been business as usual. So nothing new to share there. But one thing I did want to share with you was I heard a really cool tip while listening to another podcast while out driving this week. Now, normally when I'm driving, if I hear something inspiring or something that triggers an idea, it's usually a matter of trying to find somewhere to pull over and make a note. Because I know that if I try and just commit it to memory, I forget, particularly if it's a really good podcast episode and there's lots of ideas coming in. So this tip that I heard, I know it works on my iPhone. I'm pretty sure there'd be some way to do this on an Android or a Windows phone. What the tip is you just hold down the button on your iPhone, which starts up Siri, and you ask Siri to take a note. And obviously that note is your idea, your piece of inspiration, something to jog your memory later. And it's that simple. And I love it. I don't have to pull over. It doesn't matter where I'm listening. I can engage Siri, tell her to take a note. Even if she totally gets my idea or what I say muddled up and the text doesn't really make sense, it's enough to jog my memory and I'm able to remember the idea or the thought that I had at the time. So yeah, like I said, I'm not sure if that will work on an Android phone. I don't know. Do you guys have Siri if you've got an Android phone? I don't think so. I'm sure she wouldn't be called Siri. But I don't know if there's something similar like that. Maybe you can tell me if there is.
And now, a macro look at the last episode.
In the last episode, I interviewed Anna Brandt, the baby, newborn, maternity and family photographer in the USA, who is doing an amazing job with her business. I mean, she is a super talented photographer. I love the fact that she still loves photography as much as business and has built this amazing business around her work, yet she's still so passionate about the shooting side. That is so cool. For takeaways, it has to be the networking side of her business and the way that she's got her prints, her art, onto the walls of the businesses where her clients are hanging out. And then she's using the receptionists and the secretaries and the doctors and the therapists to refer her just because her work is displayed on their walls. It is so simple. It's amazing how well it's worked. And if you heard that interview, you'd realize just how scared Anna was at the thought of losing access to those doctors and nurses and therapists when they close down and move to the hospital. I mean, that's how important they are to her business. So yeah, go and check that out if you're shooting newborns, families, or maternity style work, because there is a ton of gold in that interview if you haven't heard it already.
PhotoBiz Exposed. Interviews with photographers to help you build a better photography business.
Just before I kick off the interview with Ben Hartley, I usually have this announcement and share with you that you're only going to be hearing half the interview. And if you want to hear the full interview, become a premium member. You can do that for $1. Well, today that all changes because at the end of the week, I'm having a Black Friday special for the very first time ever for PhotoBiz Exposed, the premium membership. You can get access for this weekend only if you're listening when the podcast was released. So this weekend only, November 27, 2015, you can sign up for 12 months for the premium membership for $120, which is $10 a month. That is the same price I was charging when I started with one interview. And with that membership, you get full access to every single interview, including the full interview today with Ben. You get access to the full back catalog, which includes some amazing photographers like Jonas Peterson, Fur Waristi, Nautica Photography, Sue Bryce. The list goes on and on and on. Plus, you get access to the full interviews for the next 12 months. So this is the one and only time I'm having a special. I won't be doing this again until possibly in 12 months' time. Now is the time to jump on board and grab that premium membership if you're thinking about it. To get to it, all you need to do is go to photobizx.com/Black Friday. And I'd love to see you as a premium member, because ultimately that's who I make the show for the premium members. That's why we have the premium membership Facebook group. That's why we have the support network that we do. That's the only reason I'm able to put the podcast together, is because of the premium members. And I would love to have you as one.
Welcome to another Great Eye for Business. It's time for Andrew's special guest.
Ben Hartley is an international award-winning photographer based in the USA who built a six-figure photography business in less than 2 years. That business is Style and Story Creative and boasts a team of seven with wedding photography packages proudly starting at over $4,400. Ben has since started sixfigurephotography.com and the podcast of the same name to help photographers grow their photography business. I'm rapt to welcome him to the show now. Ben, welcome.
Andrew, thank you so much for having me on board. You've done your research, man. I like this. You're like, I'm like, man, what? I didn't even tell him that. He must have. That's fantastic. Andrew, thank you so much.
Mate, it's my pleasure. So am I right? Six figures in less than 2 years and a team of seven?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our team, not quite seven full-time. We have one, two, three, four, five full-time. Actually, six full-time. Well, man, I'm just easing my way up to seven. No, so we don't have seven, but we do have six full-time here. And then we do have, you know, a fair amount of contracted employees like most.
Okay. And obviously that's your big sort of, I guess, tagline with the six-figure photography business, is you did this in less than 2 years. That's true?
Yeah. So it's a great question. We ended up starting officially formed in 2011, mid-2011, and we booked for 2012. So between 2012 and 2014 was when we hit our six-figure mark. So yeah, it is true and it's doable.
So who's the we?
Gosh, who is the we? That's a great question. So there's my wife and I, and we started off with Style and Story Creative, and then we ended up partnering with another photographer, Ben and his wife, and then from there we brought on a videographer, and then from there we just this last week brought on another photographer. So there's a large group of we. Yeah, I don't know if you want me to get more specific than that.
Well, no, that's good, but I'm curious. So did you start out as a wedding photographer on your own and then decide to get together sort of with the other Ben and join forces? How did that all happen?
So, yes, my wife and I started off actually under a different name. We're currently Style and Story Creative, but when we very first began, we were Ben and Les Photography. My wife is Les. Meanwhile, while we were doing that, there was another photographer, Ben and his wife, Lace. It's going to get real confusing, Andrew. Just so we're clear. So we have Ben and Les, myself, and then we had got another couple, Ben and Lace, and they were doing their own thing and they were killing it. Now, prior to actually stepping into this whole crazy entrepreneurial like wedding photography business, I was involved at a design studio, a graphic design studio, doing video production and animation. And I freaking loved it because every day I got to work with a group of people that we could collaborate on, we could go and we could shoot videos and come back and we could challenge each other and push each other. And so with wedding photography, you know, it was awesome working with our wife, and we obviously got to challenge each other in ways individually, but I really missed that type of community. I really missed actually getting to work with other people. And so that's when I decided to reach out and connect with Ben and Lacey. They were a really talented team, amazing people. And we just decided to have the idea to come together and start doing this thing as one.
Nice. Okay, I want to get into that in just one sec. So when it was just you and Les, were you full-time photography then, or were you doing that sort of on the side with the graphic design work and video work?
Correct. So we were doing it on the side as just, you know, we were weekend warriors. To be honest, I was an art major in school. I was an oil painter in Ohio, okay? Like Midwest Ohio, a little like 30,000 population in Bowling Green. And I tried to make that work. And that wasn't happening. And so I started pursuing multiple things at the same time. I pursued this graphic design job, this video job. I started trying to pick up photography just to start making some money. And that's really when it began, as just kind of like anything I could get. I ended up getting the graphic design job as a full-time job. And so photography really kind of took the back burner, and I just was picking away at it little by little.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So when you went to see Ben and Lacey about joining forces, what did you have to offer?
Oh, man, charm, charisma, passion, good looks. No, what did I have to offer? You know, that's kind of one of the things that I think we've tried to do a little bit differently. Even when we started, we kind of were thinking about this more in terms of like a collective rather than just a straight up like, hey, I'm the boss, you're the employee. Do you know what I mean? You work for me. We really kind of went into it with this thought process of like, Les and I had a really great track record. Things were booming for us. We were known in little old Ohio. And so we had that. We had a great client base. We were booking up consistently. And I think that's just it. We had consistency to offer. And so Ben had just began. We were probably ahead of him, you know, a year or so with just kind of all of our thinking.
Oh, okay, you were in front of him.
Yes, yes, yes. We were in front of him. And he didn't join right away, by the way. He wasn't in the early – he didn't join until 2013. So anyhow, yeah, so I think we offered consistency. I think we offered the reality of like – again, like I was saying, a great team of collaboration, of being able to like really build something great together. And also just like he had just gotten married. So like the stability idea of being able to just like have like a consistent salary, I think is – for some people, right? We're not all like – wired to like live in this very like, well, if I book it, it'll be good, you know, kind of thing. Some of us, we just like not having to deal with all the ins and outs of navigating pricing and a business structure and taxes and all that stuff. And we just want to go make stuff look good and then come home and enjoy a meal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Exactly. I'm a little bit confused here. So was it you that approached Ben and Lacey to join you and Les?
Yes, correct.
Okay, but the way you described it at first, it sounded like they were killing it and then you asked to join them, but you've actually invited them to join you guys.
Correct. I'm sorry about the confusion there. Yes.
Okay, so is it a partnership agreement?
Yeah, it's a good question. No, he's technically an employee, but I guess my whole philosophy on like that type of relationship is probably a little bit different than most in that like, yes, he's an employee, but we share a lot of the same responsibilities. We're very open and honest about any kind of question in regards to like pricing and salary and what that looks like. But there is definitely like a difference in roles as far as like the structure goes. I mean, I definitely am the one who is, you know, making sure that this thing stays afloat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it's not an exact partnership per se, but I like to think that Ben really thrives and enjoys being a part of this team and has no intentions of going anywhere else.
Sure. So talk to me and the listener about when you joined forces or you brought Ben and Lacey into the business. This was like starting over for you, I guess. So you changed business names. Did you have a marketing plan to bring clients in or to expand the business?
Oh my gosh, this was such a headache, Andrew. So again, 2012, that's our first year that we're actually shooting, you know, a full season of weddings. And this is just my wife and I. We're Ben and Les Photography. 2013 hits, and this is when Ben and Lacey come on board. And we're still Ben and Les Photography, right? We're like, we're known as Ben and Les Photography. Like, it's, yeah, that's how it is. And they came on, and it was so hard to book them. Everybody was like, wait, you're not Ben and Les, you're Ben and Lace. Like it felt so much like the knockoff, like, you know what I mean? Like it was like the off brand of what we had created, you know, because their names were even so similar. It even felt even more like the off brand. And sometimes it even got confusing because their names are so similar. And so that was a very challenging thing. And that's when we quickly decided to go through a rebrand and move to something that was less personal branded and more open. And so that's when Style and Story Creative came about. And when that change happened, it just, I mean, everything became a million times easier. We really did kind of like ride off of when we were Ben and Les Photography booking them. We really wrote off the fact that we had such a large following. Our work was, by that point already, it was pretty polished and people were spreading the word as far as what we were doing. And so we were able to manage to still get enough bookings for them. But everything changed when we became Stansberry Creative. It just opened up a whole new avenue.
Well, because it became easier to book other photographers under that one banner without clients asking for you and Ben and Les.
Yes, exactly.
Right, okay. So did the marketing change? Because you would have already learned a lot from having your own business. I mean, I know Style and Story is still your business, but did you make any changes to the marketing to bring more clients in?
Yeah. So, oh man, Andrew, you're digging deep. One of the things, actually, I'm going to even stop you for a second just to talk about this, because the growth that we experienced was so rapid, you know, like what we were just talking about. Like, okay, let me give you some numbers here. In 2012, we had 200 inquiries, all right, and we shot 28 weddings. This is just my wife and I, 28 weddings, and we booked them for like 1,800 average, all right? 2013, this is when Ben and Lacey came on, we're looking at 321 inquiries. We did 40 weddings with $4,500 average. Then 2014, everything just exploded. It was 632 inquiries. We did 52 weddings, $7,000 average. And so one of the things that allowed us to experience that type of growth and that we were just forced into doing was, and I guess I'm going to use this word, thrash. We thrashed like crazy. Like in 2012, Andrew, we probably changed our pricing structure, our packages, experimented with different options. Like every month there was like, I was just trying new things. I was learning. I was trying new things. And like, you know, split testing, online marketers do this all the time, right? Where they like go to make an advertisement and on the advertisement will be one picture with the same words over it. And the other advertisement will be a different picture. And then they'll put them both out into the wild and they'll see which one gets the most clicks or the most feedback, right? And then from there, they just go with that one. I mean, that's the kind of stuff in a way that we were doing with our wedding photography. We were just trying to figure out what was going to work. And so when you ask, did we go through changes? We went through like a billion changes. And it's fun too, because now when I mentor, I have like this envelope of past contracts, envelope of past pricing structures, past techniques that we've done. And it's so neat to go back through this like catalog of things that we tried. And that's one of the things, I mean, like wedding photography and photography in general doesn't have this like fast turnover rate where you can do this type of testing very, very quickly. You know, like McDonald's, they can like change a price on the menu or change an ingredient or something and see immediate results for whether or not it worked or not, you know, like within their market, did it help things or not? And it's really tricky when like you're only shooting like 20 clients a year. How are you supposed to like know if something worked or didn't work? And do I have to wait a year to see the results before I make a change? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's very difficult. And so there was a lot of times that like, it was like these kind of like gut reactions, or I didn't have time to give it a year. So I'd give it like two appointments, you know, I'd do just like a meeting and I'd like see how it felt and how the client responded to things. And then I'd make a change from that meeting.
One of the things that a lot of photographers struggle with is changing their prices. That they think, well, they have this feeling that if they give one person a price, they've got to stick to that price then for the next 12 months or 18 months, or if in case one of their friends books. Do you have any issues with changing price, or did you have any bad experiences with those changes?
Oh my gosh, Andrew, I just changed my prices this week, man. No.
So you just do what you want when you want.
Yeah, well, okay. So what you've said is an incredibly valid point. It's something that I've even questioned as well. And I understand why we photographers feel this way. So often we have our own perception of our business, right? And it's hard to separate the way that we see things from the way that everybody else sees things. Look, if we're talking about brides here, I mean, brides are in the market for a very short period of time, you know? And yes, there's referrals and, you know, a friend could have said, hey, go check them out. They cost, you know, $3,000. But things change. If someone comes from a referral that said we cost $3,000 and they show up to us and now we cost $4,000, like, I have an answer. I mean, if they say, hey, I thought you cost $3,000, I say, oh, no, that was last year prices. That was last month's prices. You know, like things change. Or that was because that didn't include XYZ and now we're doing so much more or whatever it may be. But I think that, no, you really have the ability to make changes both up and down. You know, like if at the end of the year, if we're feeling a little bit nervous for next year, we might evaluate things and say like, well, let's bring things down a little bit to increase our booking rate to make sure that we're going to be good. And once we feel good about next year, let's pull those prices back up to where they need to be. And so, yeah, I agree with you. I think that we do have that fear, but you know, like you're in charge of the ship. You are the captain. We're, you know, like we don't need to be scared of every possible thing. As long as you have a reason for why you're doing what you're doing, that's all that matters.
Cool. So it sounds like you don't have a lot of, I guess, cash invested in printed price lists, you know, a lot of money tied up in that sort of thing. You can just change your prices without those worries.
Yeah. I'm laughing because I did try that. So there was a period of time, man, we had this beautifully designed magazine. And I had this vision of actually handing our clients like a full, like perfect bound printed magazine, like a 50 page book. And we did that for a while. But the dilemma of me changing things so often and thrashing, again, I use that term thrashing, because I think it's so like, I want your audience to hear that and get excited and inspired to go out and start thrashing. Like you have to mess around, because if you're not changing and experimenting and turning things over and looking at it and examining it, like you will become stagnant and you'll look back at your business, you know, 3 years from now, and you're still gonna be making the same amount of money and sitting there wondering like, man, everyone else seems to be like growing or moving past me. And you know, like you have to do it. So yeah, I did have that. And then I had to stop doing it because I couldn't afford to keep reprinting it. I did, man. I made like 4 reprint revisions of the thing. And then I was like, I threw in the towel. What I've actually just decided to do though, is I'm leaving the very last page blank, which actually has the numbers on it. And I'm going to leave spaces maybe for some numbers that I could like write in.
Oh, I love that.
I actually have like the main physical part, but then I can just like write in the rest of the numbers. We'll see.
Nice. Now, if I know my listener as well as I think I do, I reckon they're still thinking about the figures you gave me earlier, where in 2012 to 14, you went from 200 to 321 to 632 inquiries. Mm-hmm. How did you do that?
Man, it's a magic bullet. There's this. So that's a really good question. And right now in 2015, we're upping to like 800 something inquiries. So, okay, how did we do it? Well,
you know what? Instead of how did you do it, how do you do it? What are you doing now to generate inquiries?
Yeah. So currently now, there's a few things that we're doing. One is I want to encourage your audience to think about vendors and photographers like you do your clients. So what I see all the time happening is I see photographers who are just kind of like, maybe they're on a group or something like a Facebook group, and they have these like referral groups, you know, like, hey, I've got a lead, who wants it? You know, and they'll just try to toss out referrals to anyone on these groups, or they don't think about filtering their vendors that they refer to. So they'll start referring out, you know, any number of venues or any number of wedding planners. And what I really want to encourage people to do is filter down your vendor list, like to the T, till it's perfectly branded to exactly what you want to be about. And to the point where like your brand will encourage the other brand. So like, I have one wedding planner that I've connected with. I have one florist in town. I have one cake artist, and they're all the best of the best. And we have a very like tight relationship about the whole process. And I know that the weddings that they give me, they're going to give me leads that actually will like make sense for me. And now when I get to meet with a bride and say like, hey, you should go check out so-and-so, 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 and they do, and they see how polished their work is, it only adds to my own brand, right? Like their brand influences and affects my own brand. And the same thing with photographers. Like when you get a lead that you want to hand off to someone, that is like that's a really powerful thing. And a lot of photographers just throw it away. They just go online and they say, hey, who wants it? Or they email the bride and they say, hey, here's 4 people to go check out. No, like I go online, I see who is my direct competition. Who is the person who is number two on Google for my area and has the same, you know, quality of work and price point? And I make sure that every single referral, every single lead goes to that person. And I build a relationship with them, because that's the other thing is online. It's true. We do a lot of SEO work. And so we rank number, I think maybe two underneath like the Knot or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, one of those wedding vendor lists for our market, for like Columbus wedding photography. And that, it brings in so many inquiries, so many leads. And are they all great? No, they're not. But we have definitely had access to incredible, incredible clients through that.
So do you pay for that SEO work to be done on your website, or do you do all that in-house?
Great question. Yes, both. We have a SEO specialist who happens to be my best friend, who I pay. So it's technically a little bit of both, because it's like in-house, but I also pay him. You know what I mean? So he's incredibly talented. I do a handful of it as well. And there's certain things, you know, we can talk about SEO and how you start getting ranked. I can give a couple tips, but that has been a huge thing. And so, yes, I would say SEO, you know, online marketing is what we're doing right now. I would say getting really specific with the type of vendors and photographers that you're connecting with is a really helpful thing. And from there, I think it's just making sure that you're treating your current client base with so much love, care, and passion that they can't help but go like shout your name everywhere they go. And that's literally all we did in 2012 when we started building this thing, is we just like made sure that every possible person completely fell in love with us.
I have heard similar things said to what you just said, you know, about treating the client like royalty and, you know, really giving them the best time. Like, what does that actually mean to you? Like, what are you doing to make their experience so good?
Oh, goodness. Huh. Well, I'm kind of at a loss because there's just so many things. It's like, you know, where to begin.
Look, every photographer thinks they're doing the best thing by their client. I'm sure they do. Maybe some of them aren't, but I think most think they're doing the right thing and the best thing they can by their client. You know, are you doing anything above and beyond the ordinary? Are you asking for referrals? Are you, you know, are you sending them away on weekends? Is there something special?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, well, first off, just to respond to your first thought of, I think everybody thinks that they're doing things that are really great. You're right. Everybody likes to think that they're giving their client the absolute best experience ever. So let's talk about the things that like actually matter, because especially maybe in the photography community, I see so much talk about like, oh, you have to give gifts to your client, right? It's all about like showering them with gifts and all this stuff. What gifts do you give your client? The top five gifts to get your client? I don't know. I see a lot of that stuff. And while that kind of thing is true, there's certain things that are so just like at the root of the whole issue that if you do those things, will make such a profound difference. Like when a client first reaches out to you, how fast do you respond back for your first correspondence, right? Like they say, hey, I'm getting married. Are you available? Like how long does it take you to actually reach out to them? And what is that response like? I mean, for us, it is that day. And we send over like the most like informative, compassionate, lengthy email. It's like a 3-page email to them. And that might sound like so much, but you have to understand from a bride's perspective, she's just reached out to the photographer who's like one of the most important things on her list. She's reached out to you for a reason, and you've responded right off the bat, and you've given her this well-crafted like book of information for her to just like digest and fall in love with you more and more about. Do you know what I mean? Like that's something. Just in general, your overall response time. This is something that photographers are just so terrible at. It's like just responding in general when someone shoots you an email asking a question. Like think about when you go to buy a product or if you have a question and like, I don't know about you, Andrew, I've even just given up on emailing companies. Like I just skip the email option and I'm always looking for a phone number to call because I know if I email, it's going to be like 4 days before I hear from someone. And so I'd much rather just get on the phone. And so I want to remove that feeling from our clients. So we prioritize that stuff so much. And that has meant, Andrew, that's meant bringing on an office manager to handle that because it makes a difference. It makes a huge difference. Other than that, I mean, this isn't a gift, but like I personally want to be a life and gift giver on like the wedding day. Like my job is to show up and take pictures, yes. But I think that that is like 49% of my job. There is like the other 51% of that is, that's just showing up and that is loving and caring for the couple with like their family, like their friends, you know? Like these are things that they're just at such like a heart level that will make a massive difference in regards to like the way that you treat your couples.
For sure. Yeah, no, I'm totally with you there. You mentioned the photography and the wedding day there. And look, you do beautiful work on your website. You've got fantastic imagery. People know they're going to get quality when they book you guys. And on the other hand, I know that you're right into business and building business and marketing and advertising and all that sort of stuff and creating something special business-wise. How important is the photography to the success of your business?
Oh man, this is something that I'm discovering more and more, Andrew. And part of me is excited about this discovery and part of me is really sad about it. But I have to say that your success and more specifically, your price point, how much you can charge, is so little affected by the quality of your work. Like,
I thought you're setting me up for the opposite.
No, like, I think that like the quality of your work does not define your success and does not define how much you can charge.
Really?
I truly believe that. I think that some of the best, like some of the most successful photographers that I see in the industry, some of the most expensive photographers, I think are not making the best work, like by far. I mean, actually, not to throw her under the bus by any means, she just wrote a blog post about it. She kind of fessed up to it, I suppose, in a way. But like Caitlin James, are you familiar with Caitlin James?
I'm not.
Okay, Caitlin James, she's a huge photographer here in the States. You know, majority of your listeners, I'm sure, will know who she is. But she just wrote a blog post that says, look, my work is, it's about a $35, $3,000 photographer's work. But that's not what my clients pay. Like she said, look, I shoot with a 50 millimeter, like every other photographer out there. I only use natural light. And other photographers are charging $3,000 for that. And I'm charging like double that. Why are clients willing to pay for that? And it comes down to two things. It comes down to your self-worth and your brand. Your branding and your self-worth are what actually define how much you can charge.
Premium members of PhotoBiz Exposed hear more of the best photography business strategies from every guest.
Ben, have you ever had an embarrassing moment or a big stuff up that you're happy to share?
Oh, man. I want to make up a story about like soiling my pants at a wedding or something. I'm not that clever off the fly. I did rip my pants. So far, I've ripped my pants three times. You guys, this is a measure of success. If you're not ripping your pants, you're not doing it right. No, so one of my very early weddings, Andrew, I've always been this big stickler on making sure the rest of my team has their phones on silent. And one of my early weddings, I was actually in the middle of the aisle and I had just got done telling my second shooter, my wife, hey, make sure your phone's on silent. And I go down to the middle of the aisle to get the kiss shot and my phone goes off. Oh. As I'm squatting in the middle of the aisle, Andrew. They're like right about to kiss. And like every other, it was kind of funny because like all the other like guests started like reaching for their own pockets to like see if it was them, you know? And I think I pulled it off well enough, but I kind of like just kind of like squeezed the phone somewhere and then it like stopped. That was terrible, dude.
I bet your wife gives you a hard time to this day about that. Yes,
I will never let it down. You're right.
You got to tell me, with all these split pants, are you packing a spare pair of trousers to every wedding now?
No, not a spare. No, just some thread and needle is all. It's much lighter to pack in your fashion.
Nice. Ben, mate, it's been a pleasure. Where is the best place for the listener to, I guess, to see your work and also learn more about, you know, what you're teaching in your podcast?
Absolutely. If people want to see my direct wedding work, they can head over to stylestorycreative.com. And then as well, sixfigurephotography.com is where we have our weekly podcast as well and do a lot of education really in regards to the, well, honestly what you do, Andrew, here with the business of things. And so they can head over to sixfigurephotography.com. We do have a 7-day course, a 7-day business makeover course that would encourage your viewers to check out. It's free. I send them an email, one email a day for 7 days. Each email addresses a different part of your business and finessing it and honing it, especially during this off season. I'd really recommend getting a chance to get inspired by that and to thrash a little bit, right?
Gotta thrash.
Andrew, if there's anything that I want your audience to take away, it's just thrash.
I love it. Ben, mate, it has been a real pleasure to talk to you and, you know, to even, you know, see your work and see what you're doing over there at Six Figure Photography as well. And I'm wishing you every success. And it sounds like you're already smashing it. Well, you're thrashing your way to success as it is. But mate, again, good to meet you.
Thank you so much, Andrew. This has been a great honor.
Alrighty, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Ben Hartley. Ben, if you're listening again, mate, thank you so much for coming on the show, for sharing what you did. I know we sort of went all over the place, but I love what you had to share today. For you, the listener, if there's anything that you took from today's episode that you're going to be implementing in your business, you've got to tell me about it. I'd love to read about it in the comments area over at photobizx.com/143. And in those show notes, you'll also find links to anything and everything that Ben mentioned, including his podcast, his website, his photography website as well. So you can check out all the things that he's doing and the things that he's teaching as well. You'll also see some examples of Ben's work and the headshots that he was referring to throughout the interview and how important they are.
You're listening to the number one photography business podcast with Andrew Helmich, photobizx.com.
I mentioned at the top of the show, this weekend is the Black Friday weekend and there will be a bunch of specials for photographers available all over the place, including the Photo Biz Exposed Premium Membership. For this weekend only, this is the one and the only time I've ever had a special for the Premium Membership. It's 40% off, which brings the price down to $120 US for the 12-month membership. That's $10 per month, which is an amazing bargain. It really is. You know, this is a proper good special. So that's available to you from this weekend and this weekend only over at photobizx.com/Black Friday. With the membership, you get access to the Premium Membership Facebook group. You get the full episodes every week. You get access to the back catalog. And it's through memberships like yours that allow me to put the show together every single week. It allows me to put the show together in a way that doesn't rely on sponsorship and advertising and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, jump on board if you're not already a member. I would love to have you a part of it. In regard to other Black Friday specials for photographers, for you, you may remember, if you're a long-term listener, the name Zach Perez, who is an SEO specialist. I interviewed him on the show about a year ago, and we went through a whole lot of SEO things you can do to rank better on Google. And in that interview, Zach told us about a book that he'd written called The SEO Cookbook for Photographers. I actually have a copy of this book. It is very well laid out. It's very simple and easy to follow. There's a beginner, an intermediate, and advanced section. It really is a comprehensive guide to getting more business from Google. So if you want to check that out, he has that for 50% off this week. And I'm pretty sure that's going to continue through the weekend for the Black Friday specials. And the other really cool thing that Zach does every single year, and he's done it again this year, is put together a whole lot of deals specifically for photographers, wedding and portrait photographers. Now, a lot of those specials don't start until the weekend, but they are definitely worth checking out. You can find his cookbook on special now, his SEO cookbook, I should say, and also the list of all the other specials. If you head over to photobizx.com/specials, you'll find everything there on his page. One other course I did want to tell you about that will be on special this week is Irresistible Words by Jenica McDavitt, who I've also interviewed on the show. She has the site Psychology for Photographers. She's a fantastic blogger, an amazing writer, and her course, which I have purchased and used and continue to use today, is called Irresistible Words. It helps you become so much better at, I guess, getting stuff out of your head and down onto the page. It stops you from procrastinating over blog posts. And since using the course myself, I've using what she teaches to write blog posts, but also in my marketing material and any type of writing that I do, I keep going back to what she teaches. It's not a super cheap course. It's $249 I think it's worth every cent. And this weekend, it'll be $50 off. So she'll have it on sale for $199. She's got a couple of other courses on her website as well, Irresistible Website. And I think you can buy it as a bundle as well. I haven't looked at the website course, but I knew that I wanted to become a better writer, not only for my ebooks, but also for blogging and posting to social media, writing marketing material, things like that. So that's why I purchased Irresistible Words. It's worth checking out if that's something that you want to work on or do better at. And you can find it over at photobizx.com/writing course. photobizx.com/writing course. And an interesting thing with the course by Jenica is when you sign up and get access to her Facebook group, and also if you have a look at some of the testimonials, you'll recognize names of photographers that I've interviewed on the show in the past. I thought, oh, that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, here's these photographers that are standing out and being noticed, and they've done a similar course or the same course, you know, that I looked at buying before I did.
Want to know more about Andrew? Follow him on Instagram at Andrew_Helmich.
Just one last announcement before we close out today's show. We've been talking a little bit about productivity hacks in the last couple of episodes. And in the Premium Members Facebook group, we've been talking about the topic of payment plans and how you can accept or implement payment plans for clients that are spending more than they can afford at the time. Ross Dean of Ross Dean Photography in Suffolk, of the UK, he emailed me and told me about a new service called agree.com. Now, I haven't actually used agree.com myself, but I have had a look at the website. It looks interesting because there's a free trial, which I like. It has the ability to create contracts, send them online, have them signed online and come back, which is what I've been using the Adobe program for. But it also has the ability to set up these payment plans and accept payments through the website, all part of that one app, which is very cool. So it looks like they're just starting out. They've got an introductory offer and they've also got the free plan if you want to try it out. So that's over at agree.com. And thanks, Ross, for letting me know about it. Okay, that's going to wrap things up for this episode of the show. I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you love all the Black Friday specials. I'd love to hear about any purchases that you do make, and more importantly, how those purchases affect what you're doing in business. If they're making things easier, if they were a total waste of money, if they were a great investment, whatever it may be, I'd love to get your feedback on the things that you're using in your business. And don't forget about the premium membership special offer if you're not already a premium member. I'd love to have you part of the membership. And more than anything, I want to see you succeed at your photography business. All right, have an awesome week. I'll chat to you soon. Bye for now.
Enjoyed this episode, head to photobizx.com. Join the conversation, leave a comment, and share your thoughts on the interview with Andrew and today's special guest.